No, he's just sitting normal.
No, you were hiding, you were going like this, I saw.
Well, we welcome you to board meeting, we're glad that you're here, we have all the board members here and Superintendent Citrude and Jared Black, our business administrator. So with that, we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. We are first going to go into a public hearing for tax rates. So we need to adjourn to a public hearing, have a motion to adjourn a regular meeting to a public hearing for the purpose of receiving public comment and proposed tax increase due to judgment levy.
I'll make a motion that we do that.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Okay, I think each of you have in your packet a copy of the proposed tax rates. For any of you here as well, there are copies on that back table if you would be interested. All of the tax rates that we are proposing are within the certified rate with the exception of the judgment levy. The school district is authorized by Utah law to issue a judgment levy when we receive a judgment from tax paying entities in the county. So for this year, we received judgments from Union Pacific and Castle Valley Mining. The total revenue that we're proposing to repay those is $179,407, which would be an increased tax rate of 000090. So are there any questions about that? It's similar to what we've done in the past, mm-hmm. just it's different amounts each year based on what we receive.
How does that show up on your property tax? I got a property tax thing, and was that the thing where it like paid 100% of it this time?
It would say that with the proposed tax rate, the additional amount that you would pay is a certain amount of dollars, and then it has the date and time of the hearing, which is tonight, next to that.
Oh.
So I don't remember the amount it was online, but it was a few dollars. It was like
It wasn't much money. It wasn't hardly anything, but it was the only line item that said 100% paid or something, 100% something.
Yeah.
100%, it was 100% increase. That's what it was.
Yeah. On this year's tax statement from the county, it was the only one that showed anything different in certified.
Right. And it was just a couple of bucks later. It wasn't much. Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. It was not very much.
Yeah.
Are there any public comments on that or questions?
And I'll move that we go out of our hearing and
we
back into
regular
this. Board meeting.
That's
we'll
in there.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, then we need approval of resolution to adopt final tax rates for the tax year 2014.
I'll move so.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. We have the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes from July 2014 meeting, and financial reports for July 2014 meeting. Are there any questions or discussion on that?
In looking them over, I think they're all satisfactory. I make a motion that we accept them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have personnel actions, names for approval, and letters of resignation.
Now we have interviewed and recommend two new teachers at Farron Elementary School for this year. Melinda Macarello, is that how you say it?
Yep.
That's right.
Teacher at Farron Elementary School, and Joyce Housekeeper as the teacher at Farron Elementary School. This is to replace Stuart and Leona Bailing, who are retiring. Would recommend that the board approve those two new hires.
I definitely know Melinda Macarello, and I think that that is a great choice. She is a very energetic, intelligent lady. I don't know the other lady, but Melinda will be a great teacher.
I move that we approve those names.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Also have letters of resignation from Rob Mon, teacher at Green River High School, and Melissa Mon, who's been an educational assistant at Bookcliff Elementary School. Recommend the board accept those letters of resignation. Rob has taken a job at Cottonwood High School to teach French.
Oh.
So they're going to be moving. They probably already have.
They're gone. Yeah.
So you recommend the board accept those letters of resignation.
I move that we accept them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, proposal for use of Cedar Mountain Communication Site with the Sheriff's Office.
We had a request, Sheriff Funk and Mr. Mill sitting over here met with us, and they asked if we would consider, or the board would consider, working with the Sheriff's Department and the county in allowing them to use our communications facility out there and building as part of their communications system. And I'll let him explain that a little bit. We have a memorandum of understanding, but there are some things that in talking to the BLM that may have to be done. So I guess what we're asking you to do is to approve that concept and give Jared and I the authorization to go ahead and sign that memorandum of understanding. But go ahead and
stand up.
Yeah, well, no, you can sit there if you want.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. Okay. I'm Brett Mills with Army County. I'm a communications specialist for the county. And we're trying to keep the tax base down a little bit. The state of Utah has turned over ownership of the building with the state out there to it's kind of different. It's an organization that the state has set up, but they're going to be raising. Right now, we don't pay any rent, haven't paid rent since we put the site out there. But and we're basically right next door to the school district site, and we're just trying to keep our tax dollars down to the public and be able to keep our communications, our public safety. Fire, EMS, you know, everything up and going, and we don't want to, falter anything there. And so we're getting ready to change out some of our equipment. And while we was doing this, we thought, you know, it would be a good time if the school district would like us to maybe join in that building. We would need a bigger tower, and talking with Mr. Sistrit there, he said that the BLM said it would be better if the county got the BLM permit for the new tower. So that's item one on the...
Does the board have a copy of this? Did that go out in their packet?
No.
Did not?
Because we got it afterwards.
We probably ought to read to you what's on this memorandum of understanding. Basically, it says, number one, the district shall apply and obtain a BLM permit to a larger capacity tower. And Jared, in checking with our contact with BLM, said that we would, maybe you better explain, Jared. I can, but I don't want to. I'm more verbose than you are.
The Reader's Digest version.
From time to time, that's true.
It is. And I understand that. I can extend a meeting at any time, given time, if you ask me to.
Okay. I've been in contact with a lady that works for the BLM in Price. What she said is that the district does not currently have a lease arrangement where we, by ourselves, can allow someone else to use the building. But the BLM can issue a right-of-way permit to the county to use our building. So we can make that arrangement, it's just not directly through us, it would be through the BLM, and it shouldn't be a problem.
That's all it is the right of way?
Yeah, yeah, she said they could do that really quickly, as long as the district is okay with.
So it wouldn't be just the tower, and it would be the, just the right of way?
That's what she called it, was just a right of way, so, but anyway, it should be just fine to make the arrangement. I probably just need to send her what we're agreeing to here and make sure that she's read through that and understands what we would be doing.
But the county would install its communication equipment, in that, at that site that we have out there. They would install a new larger capacity tower and grounding system and so forth, and they would be responsible for all of the costs of those improvements. The district, this memorandum indicates the district would transfer the power supply to the site to the county's name, and they would be responsible to pay the costs of power. And they also would be responsible to, for the maintenance, the labor at least, the maintenance of their base station and repeater. The district would provide parts and equipment for maintenance of our equipment. They would help maintain it, but we would continue. Right now, we're just using it for our radios, basically. The radios that are in our buses and our maintenance department, and we don't use it for internet and those things anymore. So, and then it says that each of the parties would be responsible to make sure that we hold each other harmless for damage caused if there's negligence on either side. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I'm recommending is that the board approve it pending the BLM's okay with whatever memorandum that we have, and the board authorize either myself or Jared to sign that memorandum of understanding. I think it would benefit both the school district and the county in working together on this.
I'll make that motion.
I have one question.
Okay, go ahead, Brad.
Sorry. Now, so being it's a right-of-way, do we still want to change that item number one to the Emory County shall apply and obtain the permit to allow the larger capacity tower, or?
That's what we would have to work out as to how that wording should be, and if the board approves the concept, then we'll work that out and then sign whatever the wording needs to be to get it approved.
Okay.
To their name?
Right. Yeah, question.
I got a question for him.
Yes.
Is this to improve the emergency services communication? Would that help?
Yes, that's what this is. We're just trying not to lose what we have now and also improve it.
It's a good idea.
Well,
thank you for letting them do that.
Yeah, and I think the state has contracted with private entities now for most of this, and they're having a tendency to take ownership of a lot of stuff that the county doesn't want them owning.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a way to work together. Mm-hmm. So it benefits the county, and then it benefits us financially as a district and in the maintenance of equipment.
The site put their property stickers on our equipment. That's how it
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. And so it's been kind of a fight already. And that was before they even took it over. That was before July 1st.
Wow.
So what we'll have Jared type this up and email it over to the BLM and have them look at it and make any recommendations and get back. Then we can get with Brett and finalize it and sign it.
I think it's a great idea
to
share resources.
Sounds like a win-win for both of us.
You make the motion, I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have the asbestos containing materials annual notification to the public.
And this is where it really gets exciting.
Yeah.
Just read it all.
Sit on the edge of
your
seat.
Yeah, we want all of it.
This does not require a motion, but just as a notification to the public, we have published in the Emory County Progress yesterday as well as next Tuesday our annual notification for asbestos-containing materials. The basic premise of that is that in any of our schools or district buildings, you maintain a management plan for asbestos, and that's updated each year by our maintenance staff, and they have done that for this year.
Okay.
So.
Thank you for that report. We have the CSN Safe Bus GPS software for the Transportation Department.
I think Roger's going to discuss with the board, this is a kind of a pilot out of the State Office of Education that they would like us to participate in. And there are some real benefits. Go ahead, Roger.
We have read it, so if you can just kind of, yeah, well, we've read, yes, what they gave us. Yes, so we've got this. We've also, just so that you know what we have, just so you won't.
I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, because you don't need to start from ground zero. We've got a basic.
We wondered if you had people clamoring to put advertisements on the bus.
That was the big discussion we had the other day, so.
I think that's one of our big concerns, but I just wanted to let you know that we've all read that.
Okay, so that gives us something to.
Right, right.
Advertisements on the buses. First of all, it's important to distinguish between advertisers and sponsors. There is a differentiation there. If we have advertisers, then we say no to them. We could get into some Second Amendment issues. We don't want to go there. So CSN says that we call them sponsors so that we can accept or reject.
Terminology.
And the sponsors are of a national nature. You know, I can't think of too many here locally that may want to do that. Might be.
Emery Telco.
Emery Telco.
Nelson Construction.
Something like that. But for example, it was batted around a little bit about having Goodyear as a sponsor. And we kind of said, well, that's probably not a good idea because all our buses run Michelin tires. So, but that's the kind of a sponsor that CSN, this Child Safety Network, would approach. Target, Walmart, Hershey, Mobil Oil. Those are the kinds of people that they go for. And as you read that, we have the option to accept or reject anything or opt out at any time.
Right.
Now, it's a little bit unclear in the memorandum. Irregardless of whether we sign that or not, we will be able to get the training materials. And I've seen a little bit of it, and they're excellent.
Are they?
They're excellent. Every bit as good as quality that we get out of the state office now. And so I think that will be a real benefit. And then they'll have the PSAs, the public service announcements. We'll start soon. I heard September at one time. I'm not sure about that. And so that's the kind of a thing. Now, I got an email from their CFO, and that's kind of an example of what he sent me for the advertising. To me, this may be the only negative here, and we again have the opportunity to accept, reject, place it anywhere, size anywhere, whatever we feel like we want to do. We can do that. So, to me, the big benefit, and I called Iron School District, who just signed with CSN within the last week or two, and I talked to him today, and I said, so why did you decide to sign with CSN? He says, for the GPS system. And he already has a GPS system.
Yes.
Maybe I need to explain GPS systems a little bit to you. I don't know how familiar you are with that. In our buses, or at least 17 of our newest buses, we have cameras. It's called a 247 camera. That's a company. They have GPS capability. We don't have it in there, but we can add it on. But it is what's known as a passive system, whereas we download the data, and it's what's happened in the past. It's nothing real time. CSN's is real time. Supervisor in Iron County says, so why did you do that? You've already got 247 and you've got all of that. He said, because of the GPS system and parental notification. Now, I can see that a real benefit here. I think of our special needs bus that goes back and forth to Price every day. If we have one student not there, sick or gone or something, it can make as much as 30 minutes difference on the arrival time coming home. And so it would be a huge help for something like that. And we can let the parent know, okay, we're going to be to your house in 10 minutes. And so I can see a real big benefit there.
And so I don't know if you have other questions. I've done a little bit of research to see what it would cost us to do our own GPS kind of system. If we were to add with our current camera system 247, if we put the GPS system in there, there's a couple ways we could go. It would cost us $195 per bus to put it in, and then that's the only cost we were ever have associated. With that kind of a system, I or someone would have to, when we need the data, we'd have to go out and put a memory stick in the camera and pull it off. And we have our buses scattered all over the county. So, and we can do that. I think of Green River. If I had a problem in Green River, I'd have to drive to Green River or give someone down there the capability of pulling it off. There's another system with the 247. It's called Touchdown. And what it is, it's you put an antenna on the buses, and when that bus passes a certain point where you have another receiving antenna, it downloads all of the data. So I thought, you know, if we put one at Canyon View Junior High, one at Santa Fe Junior High, and one at the high school at our shop, every one of our buses pass one of those points during the day. And so it would download all of that, and that's a capability. The cost of that is $8,500, but the cost per bus goes down to $70 per bus. If we did that, if we did the Touchdown, it would cost us $96.90 to implement that system. There's another system out there called Zonar. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I think even at school board meetings, they might try to present it to you. Zonar is a GPS system, and I just got this estimate. Zonar is a real-time GPS system. In other words, I'd have some passwords. I could go on internet anywhere and pull up the trip that's going on right now. Pull up a certain bus. I saw this in St. George a couple years ago. They pulled up a bus in Nebo School District. It was running around and it was running late and wasn't doing the kinds of things, and they looked, well, what bus number that? Well, the bus driver's mother was sitting right behind me, and so she could see what her son was not doing. So that's Zonar, and again, it's active, it's real time, it's right now. The cost on that, the cost estimate, I need to qualify that, would be, initial setup would be $10,060, and then there's a per month subscription fee of $521. Now that's for all of the buses. That's for 20, and this is for 29 buses. So that comes out to $6,200 a year for subscription. So those are just some kind of different things that you can do with that. These prices are coming down as technology gets better. You know, those prices come down a little bit. Thoughts? Questions?
Well, in reading through this, it seems like it's a really good benefit to the. Can you see anything that would be a downside? It sounds like we have the option of.
That's the only thing.
But we have the option of not using that, right?
We have the option of paying for it ourselves and not using the advertising, is basically what you have.
Mm-hmm. That's the.
The sponsorship is to pay for the software and the.
They guarantee sponsorship for 2 years. And after that, they don't guarantee the sponsorship, but their intent is to go out and get sponsors again. Maybe the sponsors would continue. We don't know.
So how long is the, once you sign on to this, how long are you committed to it?
You said you can cancel.
You can cancel.
So, if there was not a sponsor in 2 years, we could say,
they just leave the equipment on the buses and
probably.
That's the way it'd be. And they pay for the equipment, the installation, maintenance, everything.
My one question, I think it said there were six training videotapes. Is that what they said? Six? Anyway, are the bus drivers, are they going to be required to take them? Are we going to need to pay them to have
great question
to take them and so on?
And we've had discussions on the state office about that, and currently there's a training system that's set up for the drivers have to go through it at least once every 5 years to recertify, to relicense. They have to do that. We could use these as supplemental. It would not be required to do that. It would be additional, but it would be supplemental to what we get out of the state.
Okay. They're like training modules on DVDs, so it's something they can watch.
There's training videos, there's books that go with it.
There's six of them?
16, there's quite a few.
I think the cost on that's about $3,500 for a district that has to give that to us.
The cost that you quoted here is if we just buy GPS software for the current cameras that we have in there, right? That's not the sponsorship area.
No, that's just us going out.
If we decide not to do that.
GPS system to go with the cameras.
And with the sponsorship, the cost is zero?
Yes.
For the installation?
Well, essentially zero. We have to provide them space on the district website so that the parents can access through the district website, access CSN. And then they will put their emails in there, and we have to vet that email address. We wouldn't want a non-custodial parent putting an email in there, say, tell me when my child's going to be at the stop.
Right.
You know, we'd have to ensure that those emails were valid and accurate.
So the real-time video feed, is that done through satellite then?
Yes. Satellite, and then I assume into a cell phone tower somewhere, and then onto the internet.
And on the internet.
How is that email? How is that email? Is that going to be a problem? Is that time intensive to do emails into there?
There'll be some certainly with it. I don't know how much. It would depend on how many parents want to opt in.
But they do it on their own?
Yeah, the parent will go through to the district website. We'd have to have a kickoff.
If they want to know where their kid's bus is, they just go to the website. They can pull up the GPS. They know it. They can see where the bus is. If they're on a field trip, they'll be able to identify.
So they make that choice, whether they can give it up.
And that would be really handy.
Yeah, it would.
The only difference is whether you want to pay for it yourself and not have the advertising, or go through this process with the sponsors and allow advertising on the bus to pay for it.
Or do nothing at all.
Or do nothing.
Yeah.
That's the three options.
We've got to take advantage of it.
Well, that's kind of a no-brainer.
I think it's worth a try. If it's something we can opt out of, it's not going
to
work.
I talked to the supervisor of Delta in Miller School District. I said, so what have you done with CSN? He said, well, I haven't really had a lot of time. And he says, but what I've looked at, I just can see no downside.
Yeah.
You know, the old adage, if it seems too good to be true, it is. It seems too good to be true, but I can't find it.
As long as they put a Hershey's bar on the side of the bus and not a Budweiser.
That's true. We might be okay with that.
I thought you said Hershey bar inside the bus.
On every seat.
But we have the option of rejecting the sponsors.
And it's probably something we could do and then look at in a year and see how it worked and decide if it's really what we want to do.
I'm sure.
It wouldn't work.
Horse on the side of the bus.
CSN has been around in child safety for about 25 years. And now they're just moving into transportation. They've selected Utah because there's some ties. The CFO lives in Alpine.
Oh, wow.
I've met a lady that is on
probably
the
trying to
national
do good.
Board, was raised in Salt Lake, went to U of U, now works with congressmen and people back there. But is also, and to add a little credibility, she was on the advisory board for the Romney Institute of Public Management. Jared and I have our master's degrees through there, the merit school. So that adds a little bit of credibility to what they're doing. National PTA has been involved.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that. Yep. Any other comments or questions? Yes, go ahead.
In the rotation in and out of service of new and old buses, have you determined the cost to transfer the equipment from bus to bus?
No.
That's a good question.
But, you know, typically that's one or two buses a year. I think it would be minimal. And again, CSN takes care of that.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. That's good.
That's good to clarify,
that's
though. Thank
question.
You.
Yeah,
it is.
I thought about that.
Okay, then, I guess a motion is in order. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry.
Sure.
being sheriff's office, I always, you know, think about that. I mean, the communication part, but I'm always active when they have active shooters and stuff. This would be fantastic to have, you know,
in the event
that
of a
sheriff's
crisis.
Office,
yeah.
If there was something to come in that they could just look and see and be prepared to get the kids rescued, you know, on an active shooter
that's true.
Deal or somebody, you know, steal a bus or
that.
Whatever.
That's a great,
or, you know,
that's a great
shooter,
point.
The live feed is the, you know, really the only way to go.
That is
good.
Nice to keep our students safe,
that's
isn't it?
Just
thank you, Roger, for that. Appreciate your information.
I move that we proceed with that CSN.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, let's do the business administrator's report.
We've been busy.
Been too busy?
I really don't have anything specific to report
okay.
tonight.
Okay, thanks. Okay, superintendent.
Just a couple of things. I just added to your thing tonight that September is Attendance Awareness Month in the state of Utah. There is a campaign going on, information about, I thought I had a copy of that, just the flyer part. So
no,
I can give it to the news here that.
Oh, didn't, is it on here?
We can share.
Yeah.
There's these.
Yeah.
It's just the front page, but I know, but I made a couple of extra copies that I can give
out.
Oh.
We can share if anybody wants to look at it. Marie and I can share.
Yep, we can share.
Anybody else want to look at it?
The PowerPoint, I don't think they need, but I thought that if you had this, it would be good to run something in the paper about chronic awareness. There, okay, that's all we need. September is attendance awareness, chronic absenteeism, attendance awareness. But if you have time to look through this, it's amazing how much school kids actually miss, and they've done research on it, and the impacts it has, particularly in the early years, on student test scores and on how well they read at the end of third grade.
For sure.
So they're trying to bring awareness to school attendance, trying to cut back on the chronic absenteeism that's in schools. And it talks there about some research that's been done. And so I'm just making you aware of that you may see some things from the state office on that. And there's also some sites that people can go to get more information about the problem with absenteeism in schools. And, you know, I won't read all that research. You can read it yourself. But
interesting.
Yeah, appreciate
it is,
that.
It's extremely interesting to read that. Also, I had prepared a 2-hour discussion on the No Child Left Behind waiver. And the state board shocked everybody last Friday. I watched
it.
Streaming live. I didn't get a chance to go up there, but the state board leadership did meet with the superintendents in the state and Logan a couple of weeks ago, and went home pretty beat up over their plan to not recommend the application for the waiver under No Child Left Behind.
Right.
The state board did unanimously vote on a motion to extend the waiver, apply to extend the waiver for an additional year. You have to recognize that under No Child Left Behind, this year, 2014, was the year that every student had to be proficient in both reading and math, and 100%, which is impossible, which means that every school in the state of Utah would be labeled a failing school, and all of your Title I funding would then have to be repurposed. And there's no way to make up the $26 million statewide that would have cost. And so I was pleased that they did that. They did have some stipulations in there. Their concern is to take back control of education from the federal government, which is really minimal. It's more than what we'd like to see, but it's actually more of a movement on the Common Core. So anyway, they did unanimously approve the state board applying for that waiver, and we were happy with that.
Yeah.
So I'll just report that to you. And
well,
I did send
that.
You a copy of the letter that I sent to the,
very
the
well
state
written.
Board on
it.
So
yes, it was.
I think that's all I have. We do have a couple of closed session items with regard to competence and character of employees.
Okay, is there any public comments before we do that? Thank you for coming tonight. We appreciate that, and we'll Entertain a motion?
I make a motion, we go into a closed session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, I know this matters.